Okay, so the second level of tzedakah for the Rambam, after I think we tried to compellingly introduce the idea that the mala gedola b'tzedakah is itself subject to gradations, right? You know, yam tilo melacha may be higher than shutvas, which may be higher than a halva, which may be higher than a matana. That was our approach. So pachos mizeh, hanosin tzedakah la'aniyim velo yada l'minasan velo yada ha'ani mimilakach. Obviously to protect dignity. Sherezo mitzvah lishma. Right, you're not going to get any accolades for it because nobody's going to know that you actually gave. Kigon lishkas chashayim shaisa b'mikdash, which I love very much. The idea that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't just a center for avodas hakorbanos, it wasn't just a center for tefillah. It certainly is basically based tefillah yikari lechol amim. It wasn't just a center of limud haTorah, which it was lishkas hagazis misham teitze hora li Yisrael, but it was also a makom hachesed lishkas chashayim shaisa b'mikdash. People miss that point that the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to represent all these things. So we talk about a mikdash ma'at, what a Beis HaKnesses is supposed to be. It's modeled on the Beis HaMikdash. It's a makom tefillah, it's a makom Torah, it's a makom avoda, and it's a makom chesed. I don't mean avoda sakorbanos, obviously, but you understand very well. Kigon lishkas chashayim shayseb mikdash, ayo tzedikim nosin ba b'chashay v'aniyim b'nei tovim. Emphasis on b'nei tovim, people who would be embarrassed because of their family, you know, reputation. Misparnasin mimena b'chashay. Vikarov lazeh, the Rambam clearly thinks it's, you know, a little bit diminished, it's a little diluted. Vikarov lazeh, hanosein lesoch kupa shel tzedakah. So the kupa shel tzedakah functions that way, because he, you know, presumably the person who's giving doesn't know exactly who's receiving, and vice versa, but we'll see why it's karov lazeh. It's not quite the madrega of the lishkas chashayim in the mikdash. Velo yitin adam lesoch kupa shel tzedakah, Elim ken yodea shem emuna one ne'eman v'chacham two v'yodea lahani kashura ki Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. That's based on the Gemara Babasra Daf Yud. Reb Lozer ben Yaakov Omer lo yitin adam pruta l'arnaki shol tzedaka, not even a pruta, not even the smallest amount, right? Because we understand every pruta counts, and every pruta that's wasted is a pruta that doesn't go to what it's supposed to go to. I always like to say chayev adam lihizayr. Zihirus has two dimensions to it. First of all, to obviously give, not to have, you know, bilial. It also means that when you give, it should be given in a way that's responsible. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, lo yitin adam pruta l'arnaki shol tzedakah, alim ken mimuna aleha, ki Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion, or Chanina ben Tradion, ki kamrinan, demamani aleha, ki Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Okay, so that's the makor for this idea. Apparently, he was the ne'eman chacham, the Yodea Lahani Keshura, that was the paradigm for the Rambam's idea. It's interesting, the Balei Tosfos, I wanted to show you formulations in the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, so I'm very fascinated by this point, like what are the qualities that we're looking for. So the Balei Tosfos say, Perish Ne'eman Kimoso, okay, Aval Tzadik Kimoso Lo, Dhagaboyim Dimei Amarayim Lo Ayit Tzadikim Kimoso. We'll sacrifice a little bit on the side of Tzidkis, you know, in deference to Ne'emanos, integrity in this area. Rabbeinu Gershom, a little different. Alin ken mimnu alak Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Sheheya Adam Gadol. He was a person of great stature. It's the opposite of the Balei Tosfos. So that's a prerequisite. Should be an Adam Gadol. V'hayu yodea livdo klimi yitain. And he also was competent. This aligns itself with the Rambam's idea of yodea lahani kishura. He had a specific competency in this area. Alma dilo matzina lemishka achmuna kigonza. This doesn't cancel the mitzvah of tzedakah, but it means that a person should take individual responsibility. Okay. And again, the Rabbeinu Gershon underscores that point. The Mechaber, Pachos Mizan Nosin Tzedakah La'ani V'lo Yedla Miyitein V'lo Yedla Ani V'mi Miyikabel V'karav Lezan Nosin Kupa Shol Tzedakah. That, of course, he got for the Rambam. You can see how the Rambam dominated Hilchos Tzedakah. Velo yitin adam the kupa shel tzedaka elim ken yodea shememun aleha ne'eman veyodea linog ba keshura. So he dropped the Rambam's chacham piece, which I think is very fascinating. All of these things, you know, if we had more time, we could be ma'ayin a little bit more in these subtleties of formulation. The Gaon points out, you know, vikarov lezeh hanosin the kupa shel tzedaka. The Gaon in various places actually points this out. So he says, you know, that comes from Shkalim in the Tosefta. Right, that this actually radiated outwards from the Beis HaMikdash to each and every city. Now, what about, you know, the Karav Lazeh? What's what's the reason that it, you know, the Rambam was saying that it's not quite the same to give to the Kupa Shel Tzedakah. Again, Lechora, we should say that there's a lot of similarity there. The similarity being, you know, you don't know exactly who's the recipient, and certainly the recipient doesn't know necessarily who they're benefiting from. So the Prisha relates to this. So that's already one distinction. In the Mikdash, nobody knew that you even went in there. If you're giving in shul, right, people know. So again, you know, we can protect for this a little bit. If somebody gives to the rabbi's discretionary fund, very few people should have to know about that at all, besides the rabbi. Gadol, right? That's also true in terms of the quantity that was given. Mashen kim belishkas chashayim, tongue twister for me. Demikdash sheitilu sham bechashay bli rios shuma ayin veagabai sheba acharkach vichilek mashabelishka lo yeyodeya minas on the sham. So unlike now, like the rabbi would know who gave the discretionary fund, but here nobody would know. Vayim mefarnis v'maniim hagunim til havelahen ginaik shalokhim yadagabai. They know that the gabbai is just, you know, the facilitator. So again, what the Prisha is saying is you can't achieve the same degree of anonymity, and also, you know, in terms of the amount that's given, sometimes it could be projected that it was a little bit more. So again, you know, the Rambam said karov lazeh. It's not something which we would look at as, you know, anything other than a great mitzvah, but, you know, we strive for the highest degree. Comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, we strive for the highest degree of dignity. That's the whole, you know, foundation of the institution. So just to finish up, so I think, you know, again, trying to get the chairs here. Kies kol maaseh elokim yaviv mishpat al kol ne'elam im tov im ra. Just thought I would introduce you to this Gemara in Chagiga. So the last pasuk in Kohelet says, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu evaluates everything. And the Gemara in Chagiga says, ma im tov im ra. So imri devei Rabbi Yanai, zanosin tzedakah lo ani b'far hesya. Basically, it would be better not to give it all than to give and to embarrass, which is actually something that should resonate with us. We talked about v'saver panim ra'os, right? It's a very, I think, important idea. So again, these are not just, you know, sort of like decorative or secondary or tertiary ideas. These are really important ideas about how tzedakah, you know, is all meant to protect the dignity of the ani above all. And that's why, you know, the lishkas chashayim and the mikdash, you know, had a very special role. And again, I want to emphasize on this day of Yerushalayim, the kedusha of Yerushalayim is the kedusha of mikdash, that the mikdash, again, wasn't just a makom tefillah and Torah and korbanos, it was all of those things. It was also a makom chased, and it remains the paradigm of chased, lishkas chashayim shahaya b'mikdash. Everybody have a wonderful day.